Ramble.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma. Hi, I'm Emma Chamberlain, and this is Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm stupid and I'm also a genius. Now, today we're talking about why are humans ticklish?
Why are humans ticklish?
Why are humans ticklish? Why are humans ticklish?
You know, today I'm talking in a really soft tone, and you're probably like, Emma, why? That's because I have a fucking migraine, okay? And I'm in here because I love you and because I like recording these. And so even though I have a migraine, I wasn't going to skip out on an opportunity to sit in here and talk about whatever the fuck I want for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. So here we are. We do have a migraine, but guess what? We're going to make it fun regardless, okay? But go easy on me today, all right? Because I'm a little bit weak, okay? And I might be a little bit extra stupid today because I feel like my brain's being affected. But that's not my fault, all right? So let's just get into it. Oh, whew, I like how my voice sounds in the microphone. What does that say about me? Like, I'm weirdly, like, my migraine's, like, going away. Sorry, just threw up a little bit. My migraine's going away, like, hearing the sound of my own voice. I'm also closing my eyes, which you wouldn't know, but if you didn't know, I am closing my eyes because it just feels good. Okay. All right, let's stop pitying me. And let's get into why are humans ticklish? I feel so weird closing my eyes while talking. It's a really weird sensation, but I'm not talking to anyone, so like I guess it's fine. Anyway, I am one of the most ticklish human beings that exists. Literally, like, everyone who knows me knows that if they want to just like make me out for the count for at least 20 minutes, they can tickle me and I will literally be like a mess. I'm so ticklish. I'm so sensitive to it. It messes me up and it makes me violent also. Like, I get pissed off. At first it's like funny and I'm like laughing or whatever, but it's so physically uncomfortable for me being tickled that like after about 30 seconds, like I start to get genuinely pissed off because it's like, it's so violating. I'm like, I feel like my whole body is like exploding. And it's like just simply, it's just not fucking chill at all. So anyway, I'm not the biggest fan of being tickled, but it does happen. And now that people know that I'm ticklish, everybody's going to come to my house and tickle me. And that worries me because, you know, I don't want to be tickled. So this is a warning, actually. This is a warning and this is also a threat. If you come to my house and you tickle me, or if in general you're at my house and you tickle me, or maybe if we're even in public and you tickle me, absolutely fuck off. I will literally dig my nails into your throat and I will not care. I will not care. And I mean, I'm not very strong, so I probably won't hurt you that bad. But like the fact that I tried should offend you. And in that case, don't fucking tickle me. Like some people, you can just like, you know, start trying to tickle them and nothing happens. I envy you. But at the same time, I like being tickled. So it's kind of like a bipolar thing. Cause now that I'm thinking about it, like there are certain occasions where I'm like,
after I'm done being tickled, I'm like, I just released so many endorphins. I might as well have done like some sort of like extreme drug. Like, anyway, there's something about this episode too, where like every time I come in to do this one, I'm fucked. Like, we try, okay, I'm telling you this, I'm giving you guys a little sneak peek as to what life is like. I actually tried to record this episode a while ago, but I was way too tired, so I was like, sorry, bye. So then I went home and took a nap. Right now I have a migraine, so I'm also fucked up, but I'm gonna get through it this time. I'm not gonna give up, and I'm gonna follow my dreams, and that's what today is all about, all right? Today is about persevering through the pain. Today is about talking about why humans are ticklish, and today is about going down to the depths of our ticklishness and figuring it out, right?
Yeah!
So like, okay, anyway, long story short, I say that way too much. I'll literally talk about a story for an hour and a half, and an hour and a half later, I'll be like, so long story short. It's like, no, Emma, it was a long story fucking long. You've been talking for an hour and a half, and you're still talking, and you're still going to continue to tell the story. It's not long story short. So I need to stop saying that. So let me say instead, as I was saying, way better. As I was saying, love-hate relationship with tickling, because I'm so sensitive to it. Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's just annoying. I think if I like really love the person and they're tickling me, it's like fun. But like if I hate them, don't fucking touch me, especially tickling, because I am very much somebody where like my personal bubble is my personal bubble. And if you get into my personal bubble and you start moving your fingers around on my armpits and on the bottoms of my feet, that pisses me off. Anyway, done with my tangent. I kind of am basically like I'm having like a subconscious stream of thought right now, because my brain is kind of also out for the count. Like, it's just kind of like, my brain is kind of just like on sleep mode, on like broken mode. So like, who knows what I just said for the past like 5 minutes? Like, I don't even know. But before we get into our guesses, let's talk about the word of the day.
The stupid genius word of the day is gorgolesis. Gorgolesis is harder, laughter-inducing tickling and involves a repeated application of high pressure to sensitive areas. It's the kind of tickling that's more intense and leads to uncontrolled laughter. A side note, if you do it too hard, it just becomes painful and the person's like, please stop it, that's rude. Okay, maybe that's just me. Bye.
Okay, honestly, I do love me a good gorgolesis every once in a while. Like, you know, I was actually tickled the other day. Actually, was I tickled yesterday? You know what? I might have been tickled yesterday. I'm actually not going to lie to you. It actually happened pretty recently, within the last few days. And I'm not going to lie to you, it was like, it was more of a gargalesis moment where it didn't really hurt. It was more just like kind of like funny. But I was like belly laugh crying. And it was like not, it only lasted a few minutes, maybe 30 seconds. So like, I wasn't that upset. And I think it's because all of the people very close to me in my life know that I'm very ticklish and know that it's like funny for them to torture me, basically. So that's, I think, why that happened. And you know, I'm not gonna lie, it wasn't that terrible. But when a gargalesis gets painful, absolutely fuck off. And that has even happened with my friends and family where they've tickled me too hard and I've been like, I've literally had to like violently like kick them. You can fill in the blanks. Like, I've had to kick. Like, I have had to use my leg to its benefit and kick someone in order to get them to stop. I don't know. If somebody's like, I was just thinking about it and I was like, okay, so what if you're, okay. Like, if someone's not gargalesising you, then they're like lightly tickling you, and that's just gross. Like, think about somebody like lightly tickling you, like on, ew. Like, that's awful. I don't really like a light tickle is kind of just nasty. Like, I feel like it's either like, go big or go home when you're tickling. Like, gargalesis or nothing. Like, I don't want you to just be lightly tickling me. Like, that's disgusting. Like, it's almost like creepy. So there's like a good middle ground. It's like, okay, gargalesis is in the middle. It's like, we have just absolutely violent tickling, which is rude. And then we have gargalesis, which is like the nice middle ground. Unless it's going too hard. And then you have a light tickle that's just fucking creepy. End of story. So I think that the middle ground is the winning point. If anybody wants to tickle me, go ahead and, you know, play your cards right and tickle me at the right level and we might have a good time for like a few seconds. But if you fuck up even in the slightest bit, I keep saying fuck, I need to stop. If you mess up even in the slightest bit and you tickle me too softly or too hard, it's over and I'm never talking to you again. Okay, I've just talked about that for way too long. Everyone's bored. And you know what? At this point, so am I. So let's get into our guesses as to why humans are ticklish. Guess number one.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit, and so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace Blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
For guest number one, the only way that I get, like, I'm trying to, like, figure this out because it's kind of almost like crying, where, like, laughing and crying are things that just happen, and it's just weird that it happens. Like, it doesn't really make much sense if you think about it. Like, there's no way to, like, really justify it. Like, okay, like, there's probably a scientific reason why when you're sad, like, your tear ducts open up and tears come out, but, like, that's a lot less, like, of, like, a real, like, that happens. But, like, it's, like, why does it happen when you feel an emotion? Like, why does, like, a really, like, strong emotion or, like, a really strong, like, sensation make your body do weird shit that's, like, so abnormal compared to, like, day-to-day life? Does that make sense? Like, when you're just in a resting position, like, okay, I'm overthinking this. Fuck that. So, basically, here's my mentality on laughing, okay? When you are being tickled compared to when you get a cut, when you get a cut, you'll feel pain, right? Like, let's say, like, you, like, slice your arm on a tin can. You start crying because it hurts. That's just the response that your body gives when you're in pain, because it's like, you know, it's slightly chaotic, it's very upsetting, and in turn you start crying. Now, I think it's the opposite with laughing. When you're being tickled, you're not going to start crying because you're not sad. So it's kind of like the opposite of crying. It's like, okay, when something happens to you that's like funny or like it's like tickly, you laugh because it's like the opposite of crying. It's like your body's emotional response to that type of, like, extreme event, if that makes sense. And I keep saying if that makes sense because I'm insecure, because I don't know if it makes sense, okay? But I just think, like, laughing and crying are kind of similar in that way, where it's just, like, it's your body's kind of, like, not even, like, fight mechanism or, like, fight or flight mechanism, but it's almost like your body's subconscious just, like, reaction to something that's kind of extreme. Because, like, if you're just sitting there, you're not going to start laughing unless you think of, like, something funny from, like, 2006. And that does happen, but, like, you know, that's, like, a lot less extreme. Like, you start extremely crying or extremely laughing when you get really badly hurt or really badly tickled. And I use the word badly in front of tickled because you can be badly tickled, and it's happened to me, and it'll probably happen to you at some point. So that is guest number one. How are we feeling? What are we doing? how are we feeling? My migraine is getting better, but now I'm starting to feel like I might vomit on the microphone. So like really taking it. No, I'm just kidding. I won't. Debatable. But no, I won't throw up. I'm also really good at knowing if I'm going to throw up. So I'll give you at least a 15-minute notice, maybe even 15-second notice if we're getting a little bit on edge. But yeah, how are we feeling about guest number one? That's the sound of me slapping my head ASMR. Probably is not helping my migraine case here, but yeah, I'm kind of surprised that that's wrong because I feel like that's kind of like basic and I feel like I was really onto something there, but at this point, first guess is never right. So what did I expect? Okay, on to guess number two. Okay. I started and I didn't want to stop. It literally just like I couldn't stop. Anyway, it was kind of fun. I'm just super note. Anyway, guess number two is that, you know, if you think about the main reason, like 9 times out of 10, the reason why you're laughing is because something's funny, right? Tickling is the one exception where you laugh, but nothing's really that funny. Like, if anything, tickling really isn't funny. But it can be. Because if you think about it, like, okay, I don't think tickling is funny because I'm sensitive to it. But if you think about the concept of tickling, like, okay, somebody taking their hands and just like fucking moving them all weird in your armpits and stuff. If you think about the concept of that, that's pretty funny. Like, it's odd, it's weird, it's funny. So when someone's tickling you, like, have you ever watched someone tickle you? Like, the face that they make, they're like teeth start gritting together. And they're like fucking like tickling you with like, okay, I'm really putting a lot of detail into this in almost a creepy way. But like when someone's tickling you, it's like kind of fucking like weird. Like the face that they're making is weird. The sensation is weird. The fact that they're tickling you in the first place is weird. And the overall scenario and situation is funny. And so in turn, when you're being tickled subconsciously, you're like, this shit's fucking weird and it's funny. Because it's so odd and weird, and why is it happening? So my guess is that when you're being tickled, you're laughing because it's funny. And laughing is the response to something that's funny. So if you think tickling is funny, then I think that this guess sucks, actually, because I just hate it. And I know that it's wrong, but it came out of my mouth, and in the beginning, I thought it might have been good. And you know what? And I now know that it sucked. But in the beginning, it could have been good. Okay, second guess, was I right or wrong? Okay, so I guess tickling isn't funny then. It is, though, but now that I'm, like, really thinking about it, tickling is not funny. Like, when somebody's tickling me, I'm like, the second that they stop tickling me, I'm like, I go from, like, laughing to, like, straight face being like, yo, what the fuck was that? That wasn't chill at all. Like, why are you doing that shit? That's so whack. Whack. So anyway, okay, let's get into guest number three so that I can go home and take a nap. Sorry, you know what? That's negative. Let's get into guest number three because I'm so excited to just guess one more time and get that shit right.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today.
Guess number three is that literally when the universe created human fucking beings, they were like, being a human sucks. They were right. And they're like, we need to give humans something that they can, kind of a universal thing that humans can bond over that's kind of intimate, but like isn't, but you don't have to be in a relationship to do it. Okay. It's like you're not going to go up to a random person and tickle them. And you're not even going to go up to a friend that you're kind of friends with, like an acquaintance, and tickle them. You're going to go up to your fucking bestie and you're going to tickle your bestie because it's something that's like, it's very personal and it's a fun way to connect with your buds. Okay, like if you're like, ooh, morale's kind of low, fuck. And like, you know, my bae over here has had a hard day. My BFF over here has had a hard day. And I love them and I want to help them and I want to make them smile and make them laugh. And we're close enough where it wouldn't be weird if I fucking tickled them. I'm going to tickle them so that I can turn that frown upside down. That's what tickling is for. Tickling is for bonding. Tickling is for connecting. Tickling is for, why do I keep burping? And they're like wet too. It's gross. Anyway, cut it out if you want. I don't know. But leave it in if you want to. It's just, like, depending on how much you gag when you're listening to this, I'm speaking to my editor right now. Just, like, how if you edit, if you, like, gag a little bit, leave it in. But if you, like, throw up because of how gross the sound is, cut it out. But also, like, stop being so sensitive. Burps are human, you know? Anyway, I'm not going to get defensive about that today. But yeah, that's my guess. Like, tickling is simply for human bonding. And it's simply because at the end of the day, humans need something that can make us laugh at any hour of the day with our homies. Yes or no?
Yeah!
Okay, that's kind of cute, but the only problem is, like, okay, tickling's great and all, but, like, when my homie tickles me, I'd prefer if my homie just didn't fucking tickle me. So, Oh, wait, we have to hear the answer. Why did I forget? Oh, my God, they haven't even played the answer yet. I just got a thumbs up, and I was like, the rest is history. I'm moving on. Okay, let's hear the answer from Mr. Flula here.
I'm Professor Flula, here with the stupid genius answer to why are humans ticklish? The reason humans are ticklish is actually twofold. There are two kinds of tickling. Nesmesis, which is the feeling when something soft brushes up against you, and gorgolesis, which we learned is the uncontrollable laughter-inducing tickling. Hee ha ha. Nesmesis tickling likely serves as a warning signal to train and protect ourselves. Gorgolesis tickling, which happens when someone intentionally tickles you, only serves one purpose. Social bonding. But be careful, not everyone enjoys it. I'm looking at you, Brandon, from accounting. I'm Professor Flula Borg, and that was the stupid genius answer of the day.
Yeah, fucking Brandon from accounting. Get your stop. Stop. Okay? Literally no one likes being tickled, and especially from you. Because no one even likes you. And when you fucking eat everyone else's lunch out of the fridge, that's the first fucking thing that pisses everyone off. Now you get your little mangy little hands into everyone's pits and start tickling. Now everyone hates you, Brandon from accounting. Anyways, I was more referring to gargalesis here. So, like, I wasn't really referring to the soft tickle. But yeah, I mean, I was right. Moral of the story is I was right. Moral of the story is even with a migraine, I am still so awesome. When was the last time that I just, like, had it together? I just think at this point, I almost think at this point I crave the chaos. I always want to be in some form of pain, or else what's fun about life? You know, I love being miserable. It's like, but I'm not miserable though. I almost think I get bored. Like, if I'm, like, not sick, or if, like, if I don't have a migraine, or if, like, my voice is not, like, you know, gone to a point where I sound like a 13-year-old pubescent boy. Like, if I'm not sweaty, or if my hair is brushed out, like, I like the chaos. Keep the craziness coming. Like, I compare my life to, like, gargalesis tickling. It's just very hard. And it's very laughter inducing because it's just a fucking mess. So anyway, I'm done talking about laughing. I'm done talking about tickling. It's triggering. Honestly, I don't know if my friends listen to my podcast, and I'm kind of starting to hope that they don't at this point, because all y'all mofos, I don't know why, like, sometimes I'm like, some moments I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna, like, say the bad word. And other moments I'm like, Emma, come on, be respectful. But at the same time, it's like, I cuss so much that why don't I just say it all the time? Why'd I just say mofo? Like, that's just embarrassing. And I've already dug myself into a hole. Anyway, if all of my mofo friends, if they happen to be listening to this, please don't use this as an invitation to tickle me. Also, if for some reason you see me on the street and you recognize me, I swear to God, if you come up to me and you tickle me, I will slap. Just kidding. I won't do that. Just because, like, I feel like I could go to jail for that. And the thing is, now I'm 18 and, like, anything is possible. And, like, we all know I wouldn't survive in a jail cell. So, like, don't tickle me so that I don't have to go to jail. And I'm not going to lie to you. If you tickle me, I slap you. You report me to the police. I go to jail. You're paying for my bail. Okay? Because that's your fucking fault. And that was self-defense. And I don't care.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank. Unlike this podcast, some things in life should be boring, like banking, because boring is pragmatic and responsible, level-headed and wise. All the things that you want your bank to be. You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for red carpets, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money, because when your money is doing what you need it to do, you can do all the unboring things you want to do with it. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
It's the time of the episode where we wind down, and I need this today, and I need this every day, to be completely honest, because I'm wrecked. Like, I just want to, like, talk about something that doesn't take any brain power, because, like, that just would feel really nice. That'd feel really nice. I didn't really, usually I come in here and I, like, premeditate, like, okay, what am I going to talk about today? I didn't do that. So we're just going to start pulling shit out of my ass starting in 3, 2, 1. Okay, so what's it going to be today? Actually, I'm going to keep this part brief because I think some people are probably going to start stopping listening to my podcast because I bring this shit up too much. No pun intended. You'll understand why that's a pun when I say my next sentence. I sharted again. If you didn't listen to my other podcast where I did discuss that while I was sick, sharting was an issue, I am here to update you and say that I don't think my sharting actually had anything to do with me being sick, because yesterday my friend and I got ramen late night. You know, it was about midnight. We got ramen. That shit's so good. And I put some spicy sauce in there. That could be a variable in this. And yeah, and I walked into my front door and what happens next is history, all right? And I'm not even kidding you. I could say more, but the thing is, like, I feel like it's almost more romantic if I just don't say as much and I let you fill in the gaps. You know what I mean? And I let your creativity take control here and just, like, guess the rest, because I don't fucking want to tell you. I don't want to tell you about the details, because it was worse than usual. At least it wasn't in a grocery store this time. Still an awful and shitty, no pun intended again, experience. So moral of the story is, don't trust the fart. We've been new about that. Probably going to go to the doctor soon about this because it's starting to genuinely become a problem. But yeah, okay, so now that we've discussed that, gotten that out of the way, kind of cleared out the elephant in the room, more like cleared out the mouse, more like addressed the rat in the room, because it wasn't something that I needed to mention. Like, when there's an elephant in the room, you need to mention it because everyone sees it. But when there's, like, a rat in the room, does this metaphor make sense? It's like something that you can't see. Like, and you wouldn't know about unless somebody mentioned it. And it almost is probably better if no one knows that there's a rat in the room. And in comparison to when there's an elephant in the room. Does this make sense? Let's get this trend going. Let's start using this metaphor here. Let's just start getting our brain juices flowing with this metaphor. Let's just really start picking this up and putting it down and, you know, doing what we can with it, because I think it could really start making us look more intelligent in front of others. Anyway, take that or leave it. I'm going to talk about something else now. And 3, 2, 1, I'm going to start talking about something else. 3, 2, 1. Okay, tomorrow I am going on a plane and I'm flying home to San Francisco, and I'm not going to be in San Francisco for long though. I'm just going to be there for like a day, and then I'm going to Monterey Bay, California with my family. which I'm actually excited about, maybe. The thing is, I haven't gone on a family trip in so long. And the thing about family trips is that it's so fun. But I am going to have to relive the past year of my life and like to my family. Does that make sense? Like, it's like when you haven't seen someone in a long time that you're close to, it's like, okay, so let's start from the beginning. It's like you have to basically fill them in on the past year of your life, and these discussions with each individual family member last at least an hour. So it's like, all right, first we're talking to grandpa. All right, grandpa. Yeah. So at one point I shit at Gelson's, and then I also shit again when I was at home. And then a few weeks later I shit again at home. It's like, and then you have to tell that same story to all, and then it's like, then you have to tell that story to grandma. Then it's like, get the cousins in a circle. We're telling the cousins, aunt and uncles, get over here. All right, filling you guys in on this. Like, there's a lot of catching up to do. And to be completely honest, it is exhausting, but it's good. You know what I mean? It's not like, in my family, if you're listening to this, I doubt you are. Maybe you are. I don't know. We don't talk about this. But we can definitely talk about this when we're catching up on our family trip. Okay? I'm excited for family trip. But it's also like, family trips are like so, it's like the older you get, the more interesting it gets. Do you know what I mean? It's like when you're younger, it's just like fucking, it's so chill. It's like, okay, you ride bikes. Okay, you sit at the kids' table with your cousins and like, that's it. Now it's like, when it's like a family trip, it's like, okay, now I'm sitting at the adult table. Like, if I don't plug my ears tight enough, I might hear about some sort of politics that I don't want to hear about. And there might be arguments and there might be lots of love. Either way, I'm now at the adult table and I don't know if it's a place I want to be, but at the same time, here I am. You know what I mean? So like, there it is. And you know, and I think that's good. That's part of being an adult, is that now you get to engulf yourself in all of the adult conversations. Although, to be completely honest, I'd rather sit at the kids' table and talk about Play-Doh. And maybe that's just me, and maybe that's just because I'm ignorant. But like, yeah. So, I mean, I miss being a kid and going on family trips. Not to mention it's way more fun because like, you feel way more cool. Because you're like, oh my God, I'm staying up past 9:30. Also, I have a rash in my armpit and I'm like, it's really itchy. So I'm like, I've been like itching it for the past 30 seconds. No one would know that. But anyway, I just want to share that. Anyway, but yeah, like family vacations when you're young are just like wild because you're like out late. You know, you get to like do stuff you wouldn't normally get to do. And then when you're older, it's like, okay, when this is over, I just have to go back to fucking work. And that sucks. It's like there's no light at the end of it. It's not like, when you're younger, it's like you go on a trip and then you get home and then you have like, you know, usually it means you're on summer vacation or something like that. But like, I don't even get to have a break. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not, being an adult sucks is what I'm trying to say. But it's also great because now, what is great about it? Yeah, I'll get back to you on that one. I will. I'll get back to you on that one. For now, yeah. I just like a migraine kicking in. I just can't think of anything right now. Can't think of anything good about being an adult, but it's just because I have a migraine. That's all. I swear, it's great. It is. It's really good. I love taxes and stuff. I also love like not having a summer break. Sorry. Do you know what? Now I'm just getting triggered. Anyway, I'm also screaming right now. I can like feel myself screaming because when I have these headphones in, like I can't hear anything. And I just like start screaming. And like everybody around me is like, fucking like, ow, like Jesus Christ. And I'm like screaming. Well, that's why we're in a soundproof room so that nobody outside can hear my screaming in here. So we're protected in here. Everybody in this room with me right now is going to have an ear infection tomorrow from my screaming. Anyway, well, to wrap up my whole family vacation rant, yeah, I'm really excited. I just bought a wetsuit, so I'll be able to swim in the ocean, maybe go on a boogie board here and there. Don't know how to surf, so not going to be doing that because I don't know how to do that. And honestly, learning new things is not something I really want to be doing right now. I just don't really want to do that. I'd rather go on a boogie board and look like a fucking loser. I can take an Instagram picture with that's a great idea, actually. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a picture with the boogie board. No, not a boogie board. I'm going to take a picture with the surfboard so I look cool on Instagram. I'm going to put the surfboard down and then I'm going to pick up the boogie board and then I'm going to embarrass myself on the beach, probably in front of other teens. Risk I'm willing to take because I do love me a good boogie board. But yeah, I'll let you guys know how my family vacation goes. I'll let you know how the kids' table goes. Honestly, I'm trying to revive it this year, even though all my cousins are old. I mean, like, I think some of them are like 20-something, and then the other one, and then one of them is like 17, and then one of them is like 13, but like he just plays Fortnite. So like he is basically like, once you play Fortnite, you age like 5 years. So he might as well be like 20 also. So like we, like, I think even though we're all like kind of adults now, even Fortnite boy, Trevor, if you're listening to this, you're not. But like, what's up, bro? Anyway, like, I think we should revive the kids' table. I'm honestly starting a GoFundMe for it. There's really, I don't really need to raise money for it because like there's nothing we need to pay for to make it happen. But I'm still going to be starting a GoFundMe, Bring Back the Kids' Table 2019. I'm actually going to start a campaign for it. Like, I'm going to like start putting posters around like Thanksgiving time called Bring Back the Kids' Table. So the kids can have fun again. You know what I mean? I don't know. I miss it. Keep your eyes peeled on my Instagram for my surfboard pic that will be up, and I will be expecting double taps because it's a lie. And that's what Instagram is. And I think when you're lying on Instagram, you actually get more likes. Like, I think it's the statistic. If you're telling the truth on Instagram, people are like, boring. But if you're like, here's me with a surfboard and I don't fucking know how to surf, everyone's like, oh, now that's hot. Double tap. Anyway, might even Facetune myself a little bit too. Just kidding. That was a joke. Don't do that. Love yourself. I don't know how to Facetune anyway. That's the main reason why I wouldn't do it. I mean, that's like the number two reason why I wouldn't do it. If I tried to Facetune a photo, everyone would know. Like, I'm not kidding. It would be so bad. Facetune is an art in a way. Like, people really fully, like, know what they're doing with that. And, like, next level, like, can transform and no one would even notice. Like, I'm so sorry, but, like, that's not an art form that I've mastered. Similarly to how I haven't mastered the art form of surfing. And that's why I'm going to be taking a fucking fake Instagram photo with the surfboard. There's a few things that I'm lacking in. Anyways, oh my God, okay, I'll put you guys out of your misery because, like, I don't know why I'm still talking and, like, I don't even know what I've been saying for the past, like, 40 minutes. So, or maybe it's, like, 30 minutes. See, like, why do I have to always say things after I say another thing? Like, it's, like, I said 40 minutes. That was a decent enough estimate. I didn't have to say, or maybe, like, 30 minutes. I didn't have to fucking do that, but I just wanted to say more words. And that's what's wrong with America today. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast episode. If you did, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Stupid Genius on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to And make sure to fucking step out this evening and look like a bad bitch. Fucking wear your best outfit. Don't forget to step out. Holy shit, that was funny. Oh my God, help. Okay, as I was trying to say, and make sure to check out Ramble Official on Instagram for more behind the scenes video and content for Stupid Genius. I also have Stupid Genius merch. I'm actually wearing it right now. You wouldn't know. Maybe you do. I don't know. I don't know. You probably don't know that because this is audio. Okay, fucking idiot. So yeah, I have merch. Shop at MaChamberlain.com. Check it out. Go cop it. See, do you know what I just did? I took a long pause to try to see if I could say any more words, if I could fit any in before I ended this. I'm ending it. Bye.
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk. Starts the morning on a high note.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.